Hello and welcome to Holden Village. Today is July 18th, 2006. Today's session is entitled The Age You Are At, Sirach-Wisdom, presented by Ron Pierre Vignek. Let's listen in.
Where school gets out in June and talk to our kids about them leaving. Their fifth grade is going to middle school because our kids are afraid to go to our local middle schools because of the gangs. Fear. I went right to the head of the schools. It's one thing for me to do it. I'll do it. I'm good. I can do anything like that. So what? I play Santa. I'm all right. But I don't get to everybody's house with my little goodies, right? Okay. So, Jim Shoemake, Kurt Miller, all of them. I said, you got to do something for these kids. You're leaving out what they're afraid of. Good for the ABCDs. I hope you do it right and do it well and everything. Bless them, honor them. But please, there's a real fear and grief going on with our kids leaving fifth grade, where they have been loved, by the way, by the school and the community, into that scary next step. And I would suggest to you, that's what I'm lighting the candles for. The steps that we now go towards life in the midst of death. So yesterday, I don't know if we even got to the Bible. Did we? We'll do a little bit more. Peter Nash is here. He's that guy that looks like something you wouldn't want to meet in the street. You know, dreadlocks, and he's black, sort of. And is he here? Good, he can't get back at me yet. And he's got a wonderful son here, Simon. He's this tall, skinny, doesn't even look like him, sort of, okay? His name is Simon. We're sitting at the table. I said, I'm going to do these sessions on healthy, wealthy, and wise. This is the wisdom of the young. He says, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Who said it? You know them better than you know the Jesus statements. You do. I know you do. In one sense. This is the only place besides the drug world could I do this. I walked into the business office. I said, you got a $100 bill? She says to me, right here. She says, you mean you want me to give you one? I said, yes. She said, well, are you going to pay for it? I said, no. Seriously, this happened just 5 minutes ago. Now, I say the image of Ben Franklin, there's a movie out, said, who's the pastor from Luther? He did
Mike
that
Blair.
Wonderful blues
Mike,
thing.
Mike Blair.
Mike Blair, he's just something else. He looks like he's from the farm, but he's good. And he said, well, that's the new movie called The Benjamins, based on this image. And it's based on an image called wisdom. And it was Ben Franklin's, he wasn't Lutheran, by the way, just in case you all thought he was. You never know, the Lutherans get sort of possessive of other wisdoms. And I say this to you, because this is what I'm also talking about, as this translates into what? A piece of paper. And it has an image that's very powerful. In this country, we always put not the emperors, but we call the father of the country, George, and so forth. The old coins would have had that Jesus had to deal with was what?
Caesar.
The emperors. You pay honor to them by, because they're what? It's divine. There's power. I'm telling you it's not. Nobody in this room would even be here if you didn't have this. It's power. And why my community of incredibly diverse people is not sitting here instead of you, they don't have this. They absolutely do not have it. And even if we gave them free room and board, they wouldn't have the money to go on the boat that cost $35 to $50. To say nothing about the transportation, which they don't have, to get here. So they asked me, Holden does, oh, you got any family? I'll show you a ton of family. How are they going to get them here and pay for it, bring them back? Don't they hear that? Why don't you bring up all of Roland's kids, homeless ones, the drunks, I mean, the ones nobody wants to sit next to? Because their lifestyle smells on their body. if you're a real drunk like I was, you actually can smell it after a while. It has a scent. And addictions tend to have scents. They smell you out. I want to push this because the level I'm doing here is just sort of entertainment. You know, healthy, wealthy, wise. I'm talking about, this is killing women. It's killing our teen girls. And what it does to men is ridiculous. We men, all you women, just be quiet, make you don't even exist here. Because that's what we do to you. You don't really exist if you're this. Because I can make this into an object, and I can cut you up in 3 pieces or a dozen pieces. Pornography can do anything it wants to you. And the beauty is, I never have to be intimate with you. The gospel of Jesus Christ is intimacy at its hardest level. I told you that, right? Oh, the beloved son. You are my beloved son. Hey, this sounds like a love story, you know? In you, I'm well pleased. Nancy Vinyak, I have a crush on you, but don't worry. You gotta worry when somebody loves you. That's why it's so hard. I applaud Holden Village. They gave me the 100. I didn't intimidate them. Would you give me the $100 bill, please? In that little room, I don't know who that woman is. She's cute. She's got Superwoman inside. I just loved it. Did you ever go in that business office? Oh, go in there. And she got a little Pez thing with Superwoman. She's saying something, right? Of course she is. She's got power. And don't mess with her, with your male. I was very humble. I even said thank you. And then the last thing, just so you understand something. So this is going to be back by 10 o'clock, right? That's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. I better put it in my pocket. I tend to lose these things. Okay. On the board, I know most of you can't see it, it doesn't matter, you can look at it later if you want. Healthy, wealthy, wise, and I put in question marks, we're not going to answer it. You can do this with small groups, I hope. Especially with the people here, Rilan and Peter and, again, it's Mike?
Mike, Jeff.
Eileen, the spiritual leader? Oh man, you got people here, take them, don't let them get away with sitting Colleen. On their butt. Oh, Colleen. You know, you're like the contemplative, contemplative, however you say it. And again, I can't spell, but she pointed out yesterday, I literally came in this morning, wrote the words the same way I did yesterday.
You did.
Darlene said, I didn't put the H in. Oh, a healthy and wealthy has H's. Notice, I capitalized.
I'm trying to
teach an old dog tricks. I'll still make the mistake. Just so you know, I titled this At My Age, and I'm asking you to start reflecting, not what is your age, any fool can do that. I want to know, at my age, what would you say? At my age, anybody, say something. Spontaneous. Do our writer friend does, she's wonderful at this.
It's half over.
Thank you. Powerful. Half over. Anybody, just throw them out.
I should know better.
Ooh, at my age, I should know better.
I've got plans.
Say it again.
I've got plans.
Wow. This woman's positive. She believes tomorrow is for her. She has plans. Next.
Time to give back.
Wow, you guys are rich. Okay, time to give back. Anyone else?
I liked right off his shirt, but you know, I said his life was good. At my age, life was good.
Life is good. At my age, I want you to think of that now, as a community. Now, this is not me and you privately. Your conversation was mind lark. Just playing. This is true now. This is about 5 I've had like this with the people here. Remember yesterday, the young girl.
Sonia.
Ooh, good. Now I can talk about her. Let's tell her real story. No. And Penny, you want to hear a story that relates to the Holocaust, the Jews, to everything? death, grief. That's my last 3 days is grief. Talk to him. And I invited the guy who's fixing, putting in the alarm system. Oh, really? I saw him walking down. He's got a back bigger than yours. In other words, I think he could carry you. No, really. The guy is Matt. He's got a black beard, kind of quiet. I invited him to sit here Thursday. So if you're around, stop by. Because he's the theologian. He's the real theologian. For me. You can make up your own mind. And I'll have him come. So this is important. At my age, what's going to satisfy what you just said at my age? Half your life is over. In other words, if we want to get into a real discussion, I'm a counselor in court. You're paying me $80 an hour.
Yeah.
Man, you would? Oh, wow. $40. I'd change my profession. Okay. Yeah, I already got 100. So you're getting a bargain. I didn't have to do anything. At my age, what would satisfy the next half?
I think I can echo, I have plans. I think that to a certain degree you can look at mortality a little bit closer at this particular age and then find out, well, all right, so what were the mistakes I made? And now the next half I can do it better.
You see the weaving of wisdom coming in? The weaving of existential mortality? The Bible's just always saying, hey, mortal, don't you know, you're like grass, you're going to be gone tomorrow.
Ooh, not me. I take my 2 aspirins a day. I exercise. Get that heart going. I could live. And then you go. And then we grieve. And you ruined my day. You died. Why is it cool if you just done everything we said?
Stop drinking. Cut out the cheese. Eat like Holden does. Twigs and whatever else they stick in there. The meat was big too. It was thick like this. I looked at that. I said, "Wow, what a porky that must have been." It was. I remember when I used to get a little slice, and you had to beg to get another piece. Yeah, it's thick, tasty. Thank you. But see, you're already weaved in the other ones. Someone else.
You know, it seems like everyone whose comments were made were all positive. I've got wealth, I've got wisdom, I'm going somewhere.
Yeah, give me the dark side.
Okay, so like I'm at the age I am, and I'm going, what am I going to do next? You know, and it's like I've lived a great life at this point, and I've got probably a lot of years left, and what's next? And like just sort of like wandering around like, I don't know, that'll be something, but it's not, I don't know what it is. You know, so there's that component too.
I'll be one of those street evangelists. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Here's the temptation. Are you ready? If God comes today and takes you,
die. It's an easy way.
People like you are always a pain on the street.
It's a much easier. If you die, that's much easier.
I want you to take this seriously, because this is serious. At my age, I don't know what age you are, I don't care. It's none of my business. But how old are you? All the surveys do that, right? They always want your age.
Or they categorize you 65 and plus.
Thank you.
30 to 40. You know,
why they do that, don't you? You know why.
I know where
I am. We all know it. We all know we're afraid to put down, I'm really only 22. How can you be 22 and answer the questions you just did? They know it. But what they don't know is what's the desire of your heart. So that I can convince you to take out that and buy that. Oh, seriously. How do I get from your wanting to spend the next half of your life with plans and goals, and I'm already ready to go if I have to, but you still got all that money coming in, right? You're not poor.
I'm not poor, but I do wonder. I'm self-employed, and I don't have a lot of business.
Oh, she's self-employed. Well, so is she. The other guy over there, he lives off the largesse of all of us fears that our house are burning down. But she has to be self-employed. He's a pastor.
That's why we pay fire insurance.
Yeah, and that's why pastors get that little double dip that a lot of the nation doesn't know.
That's right.
It's why our churches, all of them, never pay, property tax? It's annoying the heck to me. All I got on the east side is people who don't pay the property tax. Politicians are not happy with the East Side. Public housing doesn't pay property tax. Schools don't pay property tax. Why don't churches pay on those big pieces of property they have? You all know it. I don't care about the answers. You can find that out yourself. Please, the desires of your heart now at my age. I suggest a very practical thing. Yes?
I was going to say it.
The old whore.
Pardon?
Pardon.
What did you say?
I said the old whore.
Yes.
You be nice to me.
Last night, she was a hooker. For her last day, she had all the candy. And you had to give it all away?
I had to give it all away.
Sorry, go ahead.
At our age,
appearances are deceiving.
Polarization of thought and dream. We're ready to go. We look forward to eternity in heaven.
Right.
And yet we want to see our children, grandchildren, grow up. So here we are, 15, 20 years away from an obvious leaving of this earth.
And what do you have then? In the faith. To satisfy what you just said, almost in tears.
We have eternity. We have.
Yeah, all that's nice, but I want to know what you have here.
Oh, here. Here we have our children and our grandchildren.
To satisfy what you just said about when you were going to be absent from those grandchildren. You're not going to be here for all their weddings.
But I think we'll still be praying for them.
You will. But what do you have now that gives you the picture of what your children are going to turn out to be, given what you have given them?
We are so thankful for all of them. They're absolutely amazing, each one.
It's that EU word, remember? Eulogy, Eucharist, even euthanasia. Mm-hmm. That's what she was talking about with hospice. It's not euthanasia, but it's a good death.
Right.
Remember what she said about the people who were willing to die? They were peaceful with themselves and knew they lived a good life. Maybe not a wealthy or anything, just a life, a good life. They had friends, they made peace. The ones who didn't died screaming. Jesus dies quietly. And the only little murmur you get from him is what? From those who tormented him. That is all, that's what we have. Your grandchildren are assured of a promise that you have, Jerry, what your children have, and that would be their children. That's the problem. I mean, there's nothing else. You're going to have to die without knowing that. And I don't know in heaven what you see or don't see. I hope we see everything. I can't wait. I can't wait to meet my father. I'm going to slap him a little. Because it won't hurt in heaven. Why not slap him? I can live out my fantasies. Get back, all of us. Fools that hurt me. Abandoned me. You see, it's always me. So I picked Self magazine. I couldn't find this because I didn't look far enough. 25 years of a lie. Good stuff in here sometimes. I always tell you, don't. I buy it sometimes just to read it. So don't, because it has some of the best articles on breast cancer for women. They really did and do. But 99% of the magazine is to sell you the desires of your life. But you really want it. And most of you out here, women, how many women? A lot of women. You want new bodies, I know.
But that, to me, that says you cannot be satisfied with the way that you are. You've got to be, look this way, or you're not a woman.
Wouldn't you like to look that way?
Well,
be honest now.
Of course I would, but in reality, I know that's probably not.
Oh, in reality, you suffer then.
That's right. I suffer. Because,
yeah, I can't lose that weight. God, my butt is drooping instead of gooping.
That's because the media says I should look like that, but maybe I did when
Well, what the pastor says you should look like that.
What?
Oh, the authority. You should look like this.
Yeah. That's what the media
You gonna go to my church?
Me.
No. Huh? I'll set up a little fitness center for you.
That sounds good to me.
I'll set up a little something to make you, to have you get what you desire. I mean, go to some of these prosperity churches. I mean, you should go. If you've ever been to one, go to them. That's why you always say, go to a casino. Why they don't have windows. Why they make sure all of that is contained so you can be in the coffin and die playing the game.
while people around you are smoking.
Okay, this is yes, the media. But self, where do we find self? Where's my Bible? I'm going to ask somebody to pay attention to this.
Well, I'm going to read it because I like to dramatize things a little bit. We're going to open. This was just the prelude, by the way. We never do get to what we're supposed to do. In light of the question, it's not a question, statement. See, you didn't ask a question. At my age, and you filled in the blanks. Okay? Psalm 103. And I want you to hear the word, I'm going to change the word soul, S-U-L, into the Hebrew nefesh, which is soul, which literally means self. Okay? And I want you to have in your mind the world's notion of self. Healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's their big promo. It's been for the same message. And they have a message, right? It's a message. Thank you, John. Bless the Lord, O myself, and all that is in within me. Bless his holy name. By the way, they wouldn't have called him by name because you don't call God by name. In Hebrew, there's no, you just take out the O because there's no vowels either, right? It's foolish. That's why they call him Lord. So we understand this. And then again, bless the Lord, O myself. And do not forget all his benefits. Not the union's benefits and Safeway and all the rest. Look what he does. Who forgives all your iniquities. What's an iniquity? As a kid, I never understood what that was. Somebody must know. It's in the Bible. Any authorities here? Tom? What's an iniquity?
Unrighteousness.
Okay, and then push unrighteousness? Could it go into unjust? It could, couldn't it? Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit? I'm in the pit today. God likes a bunch of pits. Or if you want to sort of make it a Rockwell thing, cherry pit. You know, bold. Or no, what's the guy who said life's like a box of bones?
Right.
So we always have those images to get across. Here the psalmist keeps going. Who crowns you? Oh, you get a crown and you didn't do a thing. With his steadfast love and mercy, crowns you with steadfast love. What would a crown like that look like? Presumably like this. Myself can look like this. Man, I'm the beauty queen. I could have got the men's magazine, you know, where I could be the geriatric Mr. America. I've been teasing my kids. I'm going to go back and start working out. They laugh too. And mercy. And basically, I'm using the word this way. If you have mercy on me, it's basically you owe me. You know? It's just you owe me. I know you don't like, some people don't like that notion. That's my city notion now. Hey, Pastor Ron, you know, have mercy on me. You owe me this. I've been coming, I'm helping you. Have mercy. As my two family members got shot in front of their children. Hey, you owe me. Don't do it. Kill them anyway. No mercy. Iniquity to its nth degree. And you can transcribe that to Iraq and to Palestine right now and Hezbollah and whatever else you want to pick as terror. And it keeps going. Here I go. I want those who at least answered. The rest of you didn't, you're out of the picture. At my age, who satisfies you
with good as long as you live. We just roll over those words. As long as you live. What's your name?
Nikki.
Nikki? Nice name. As long as Nikki lives, the promise is this God will satisfy you with good things. I didn't say you wouldn't have trouble. Just going to give you the good things. This is the one I truly believe, and I wish it would be in the hands of the faithful ones when they address youth, so that your youth, I'm not youth. You mean they're not talking about me? I know I'm young. The world thinks I'm a Santa Claus and look old. You don't tell me what you know about me. God knows me as youth, whose youth will be renewed. I'm not talking about the kids in the street, though they include it. Your youth is renewed, not Viagra. Oh, I watch those fools on TV jumping around happy-go-lucky, and they're going to have fun with their wife again or a mistress, whatever they do. Pop that little blue pill, and then watch out. You're all, you know. I wish they'd show that part. You know, then I might go to the doctor again. Man, that's something else. I think it works that way. But don't ask me. My youth has been renewed. You see how I can market that? You guys, you have a little erectile dysfunction. Come to the South Shanty Side Lutheran Mission. Pastor Ron will bless you. You don't want the hands there, so I'll do it through your head. Scripture warns you about playing around with other people's privates. I'm serious about that. And then he gets a little bit serious. This is the age of idols. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. And everyone in this room I know has a sense of that. I mean, you do. Even if it's going to be different if we argue. Right? Mr. Dale Carnegie Trainer? Yes, you do know. I know that part of us. And he made known his ways to who? Guess who they would have picked? This is Old Testament. Which guy is the leader of the pack?
Moses.
Say it out loud.
Moses.
Oh, you got a Bible. Okay. Yes, Moses. Who would have been the arch figure? He would have been on the money. Literally, on the money. To help his people along in the wilderness, where they're not sure what to do for 40 years. Half their life is over, friend. My age. As we keep going, this is not worship, I'm just reading. Nor will he keep his anger forever. And in human relations, this is the tough one. We go to our deathbeds with anger. As she told us, when you're angry, you go screaming, bitter. He does not deal with us according to our sins. You know, I don't know if Lutherans believe grace anymore. This just seems to be stuck. That our sins are so whatever. But not according, at least, to this psalmist. The psalmist may be wrong, but at least he gives us that assurance. Nor will he keep his anger. He does not deal with us according. He does not repay us according to our iniquities. I want you to hear that repaying piece. Because I owe you. You owe me. That happens in community all the time. The gang life is easy, because that's how they talk. In polite Lutheran churches or Methodist church, Episcopal church, any of those churches, we have a hard time saying that. Hey, you owe me, God. God owes me. I've done his work. I promised that when I was 8 years old. I'm still doing it. Cliff Lundy helped me understand that I said, it's not Lutheran, so don't worry about it. It's my bishop. He died with it, working with his shoes on. Okay, and then as we go on, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. It's about as big as this is. This requires total surrender. They want it all. I'm not knocking the people who want it. Every business person knows this. Holden even does it. I really would love it if there was just packed and we could say who we want in here. We want total surrender. Those gospel churches use the law. No, that's exactly how I'm going to get you. Oh, we love you. God loves you. We're going to transform you. Now I want everything. Not just 10% either, by the way. I want your car. I want your kids. I want everything. And if you believe in God like I do, you will surrender everything. Otherwise, you're going to you know where. And it's just the opposite of the blessing that we are receiving this morning by gathering in his name to bless the soul. As a father has compassion for his children, I would include mother. As the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. Now here's the part for he knows how we're made. He remembers. He remembers. We try to forget this. He remembers that we're dust. From dust you came, from dust you shall return. La la la. The Orthodox have all these great liturgies. And then you go have a shot of vodka after you buried the person you never did love anyway. But we do kind of miss them. You kind of miss the people you hate. Okay, you can argue with me later about that. But the psalmist goes on, as for mortals, that's you and I, their days are like grass. Oh, dear. They flourish like a flower of the field. And I don't care how much manure you stick on it, you're still going to die. For the wind passes over it, that's a symbol for God, and it's gone. You're gone because God says you're over. Not the devil, not Satan, but God. I don't care for this God so much anymore. Thank you. And his place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. That's what you were asking on those who fear him. To your children and your grandchildren. Oh, look what it says. And his righteousness. Oh, this is a blessing. I know you know it's a spiritual happening right now. I'm making fun of what I actually believe. I just wouldn't do this in church. Because it says, and his righteousness, his justice to children's children. They're not going to be here for that. God will be. And hopefully a community of faith. We pray for that. And this place becomes part of that hope for us. And then, just to kind of set us all straight, so now I'm going to go back to my stuff. To those who keep his covenant, this is important, and remember to do his commandments. And Jesus will finally say, what commandment? The commandment above the commandments? Love one another. As I have loved you. That's because I've loved you this way. Hey, love your brother and sister. I know their pain. You already know that. Anybody have a family reunion here? Oh, you guys, you're like, you're not fighting. We should have mediators here. I bet your whole sign-up sheet, you should get all these family members and have spiritual direction for them. Serious. Okay, and then we'll end the psalm. Bless the Lord. Oh, look at this. Bless the Lord, O you his angels. Your mighty ones who do his building, obedient to his spoken word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts. How many died in your family in the last 5 years? How many? Nine. The hosts. his ministers that do his will. I believe that's why I go out into the marketplace. It's where I see God's ministers. The clergy, we're a tough lot. Right? You got Albertsons next to you. That's where I go every day.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord, all his works. I think we have a fondness for that up here. In all places of his dominion. And then it ends with what? Bless the Lord, oh my. Change the word, nephesh. Self. It's a different self than the one given here. And I gave you the definition. Augustine could have wrote this. Can't you see yourself in self? That's a pure, almost doctrinal understanding of what's wrong with the Christian in the world when it looks in on itself and only looks in on its cholesterol levels. You don't think it'll get that? It's connected to that. And it's the looks in on its bank accounts every day to see that the stocks go up, they go down. Looks always into the self for what's the next beauty treatment.
Right.
The new fitness craze.
When you go to the doctors, they change at my age to, well, at your age, blah, 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 blah. They always categorize you too.
Just keep it in mind. And now I'd like to move from that to Ron Pierre's life. That's me. And I actually do this now because it's actually been born 1943. I suggest you may want to do that if you want to have fun with your life, to see what a mess you've made out of it. You didn't pay attention to half the stuff going by you. And here it is, history's being made, right? And you don't even know what's going on because you're so into yourself. My little problems, my kids' problems, my mortgage payments. There's not enough people. The darn alarm goes off. It's always something to alarm you. 1943. I want those old enough to remember. A little historical context. 1943, I was born from my mother's little womb between the pee and the poop hole. I say those things to remind us how earthbound and how graphic we are, like Jesus. I'm only likening myself to Jesus. What was going on in 1943? Just yell it out. World War II. What else? You know, you just visited it. Oh, no, not that. We were going to save the world for democracy. And those good German Lutherans, by the way. Just so we have that sense. You think I mix up metaphors and images? Shoot, I'm calm compared to what we did when I was born. How many million did we kill? What was the carnage from those 5 years? Come on, add it. Say, that's just the Jews, please. Add up the war. Add up Stalin.
About 60 million, 3 million. 80
million?
80 million? That's whole nations gone. Of course, it's more than 80 million. Stalin alone killed through his gulag and everything else, what, 35 at least? It doesn't matter. The numbers don't mean anything to us anyway. But the point is, it's just astronomical. 6-7 million. People are still arguing how many Jews were killed. How many gays? Oh, wow, well, we didn't count them. Should have. How many women and children? Thank you. Oh, that's when I was born, my friends. I was looking for a happy ending. Birth. Then I got killed. I want you to remember when you got killed. You don't, but try it. What do I mean? Thank you. Yeah, you know everything. That's what I like about it. Here's my certificate. I was born. I'm certified. Prove it. I can go to all those places that say, where's your certificate? Not me. They want the certificate. They want the piece of paper. Are you real? I don't know, but give me the paper. I don't care what you look. You could be Osama for all I know. But you got the paper? Oh, gee. It says Roland. I screwed up for life.
I'm Ronald. I really am Ronald.
It says right here, son. They always treat you that way. Now, you can be 85 years old. Son, don't you get the power shift? You're just a little kid. All power works that way. That's how families get by with their son, daughter. Sit down.
Hey, you gotta sit down.
Sit down.
What are you gonna do? I'll take away your candy.
Okay, so I'm not who I am. But it says so here. Department of Health, City of New York. I mean, come on, this is big time. This ain't little Wenatchee. This is the Bureau of Vital Records. I recorded in the Book of Vital Records in New York City. If some fool doesn't blow it up. And statistics, I'm a statistic. Aren't you glad to be a statistic? Because we moved as we go along our timeline. Not only would this not matter, you can have the wrong name and it doesn't matter, frankly. You better have the right numbers, though. You better have the right number. And if you don't got mine, I'm going to give you my number. You can use it. Spread it, 0963439997. It's my Social Security number. Just don't give it out, because you'll steal my identity. You know that was my identity. I'm 096. I got that cute, sexy thing in the middle, 34. Listen to hip-hop music. You'll hear it. You listen to anything that includes numbers, you'll hear this message. They don't care about Ron or Roland or Pierre. They want to know my number. Oh, it's big time. Tomorrow I'll do the zip code thing. And I historically started. So as I go across, my first death was into what?
Life.
Into life, thank you. And look at this. Let's try to put this on a form. Certificate of death. I love this. We had something to wait for it because my mother didn't have it. Russian Orthodox Greek Catholic Church of the Holy Transfiguration. I wish they asked your church baptism up here. I would give them this and the computer person would go nuts. The next thing you'd have to do is what?
Shorten.
So then I'm just the Rus Orth. And like they do with the directors here. What do you call them now? They actually have just... your first letters, they call you something.
PCT.
Say it again.
PCT.
PCT. The next thing they're going to do is just call 123. I'm looking for that day. This is, by the way, this is wonderful. Look at the language. This is to certify, like a piece of cattle. You know, certified Angus beef. Ronald. And then they didn't even do it right. They call me Peter. Twice. I'm going to be disqualified from the kingdom, from my Social Security. Now I'm being disqualified because the certification will say Ronald Peter Vignac. And I can just see God up there saying, you're Pierre. Sorry. You can't even get in the door. Unless one of you fools are up here. And then I'm a child. I can tell you, my father had five names. He literally had aliases. And they called him John Vignac. He never was John, though. But he was Jack. And so it made sense when I used to hear about our president, is John F. Kennedy called Jack. Okay, we're not getting into all that. Brooklyn, New York, that's true. On the 8th day of July, 1943, was baptized and chrismated. So I've been sealed by the Holy Spirit in the Orthodox tradition, from the head to the toe and everything in between, all the members. That's why sacrament of marriage is what it is. They include the penis and the vagina. We don't even want to talk about it. The Orthodox have the sense to at least include it. And Paul certainly does. When he says the body of Christ, you know that whole chapter 12 of Corinthians. And you want to disqualify and uncertify the very parts of the body that are more important than the ones that already get all the kudos, the brainy ones, the ones with all the gifts. Says Paul, you don't need all this attention.
It's the other ones who need the attention, the ones that use MF and fuck you and everything else. I use that language, that's the language they live by. And they don't have the wisdom to be able to turn that into life-giving. It's death, usually, if it's a tax to somebody. So, baptized. Not only baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, I was chrismated. I've never let charismatics, Pentecostals, or Lutherans tell me I can't have communion or whatever. The grace of God goes above every fool rule and regulation. I don't care if it's in the sense of order, which we usually have to argue. We do it because it keeps some order, right, Tom? I mean, that's how they're going to get you up here. According to the rite, R-I-T-E, not R-I-G-H-T, of the Russian Catholic Orthodox Greek Catholic Church, that's amazing, by the father of Butikov, and my sponsors, I had a sponsor, my uncle, Michael, and this is great, Alexander Volka. I mean, that is about as Russian as you get. As it appears in the birth register of this church. That's my second certificate. I've got one left. I'm just going to move along here. 20 years, I break my life in 20 year seconds. I can go, you know, anyone can do this. I recommend it. Incredible fun stuff up to 1963, 65. First trip from Brooklyn, New York to the Northwest. Second trip, Holden Village. Get to New Carol and Mary Hindley. And then wonderfully, there are six children and eventually Tom. Holden was transformative. I had volunteered. I was drafted to go to where? Now we're in a different war, not the world to save the world, but now we're in Vietnam. So I'm a Vietnam vet of sorts. Except they never took me. They must have read my certificates. They gave me a 6-month, and I was strong and everything. I would have been a perfect killer, by the way, because I loved violence as a means to solve a problem. Because that's what I did as a kid. You're in my way, get you out of my way, that's all. It was simple. It was really simple, especially if you're big and you're strong and you look tough. Not like Santa Claus. I looked really tough. I had black hair, not this common white. So I come up here, and I'm converted, literally, to my original understanding of being baptized and chrismated. And then when Rich Cameron did that sealing, I knew he was Orthodox. He didn't know it at all. He's a Lutheran, but he's really an Orthodox. He understood that in his imaging. Okay, there's a war going on. I wound up not having to go for whatever. You don't need to know all that, obviously. And then in 1970, I took some vows, not chastity, poverty, and obedience. God would have you do that if you could. But if you couldn't, says Paul, it's his opinion, by the way, not a word from the Lord, chapter 7, I got married. Zorba the Greek would say when he was asked, are you a man? Are you married? And he said, am I a man? Isn't a man stupid? I married. Wife, kids. House, the full catastrophe. You should be laughing harder. It is a full catastrophe. No. Only at the end do we get to the gospel end, when the intellectual of reading a lot of books can't answer the questions. Finally, they meet on the beach. They stand up. I can use you. I used you yesterday. You have a beer commercial. Zorba, you can take whoever you want. Zorba, he's the young intellectual. He's read all the books. They ask all the hard questions. Had all these experiences of crazy Zorba, and he comes. Here's the end of the movie. Recommended, by the way. And he says to Zorba, you say to me, Zorba, teach me to dance. Zorba, teach me to dance. Did you say dance?
I did.
Well, he didn't say that.
Okay. I didn't see the movie.
He didn't see the movie. Never got the script. The pro off his shoes on the beach. And then anybody who knows music, it starts with that wonderful Greek stuff. And then they go ring, 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 and they go ding, 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 and then it's all ends, and you're so happy.
Okay.
So the point is, at the end is actually the beginning. That's when they actually start living life as they know it, the last half. At my age, the young guy is saying, teach me to dance. He's gone through a lot already.
Don't look back.
But teach me to dance, don't look back. It's amazing. Okay, so wife Nancy, we marry, and then I get ordained in 1978, and I went part of that with you yesterday. It is also the remembrance of August 6th,
Hiroshima.
Hiroshima or Hiroshima. Remember, bright light, loud voice. This is my beloved son, who I am well pleased. In other words, I like him. I like what this guy's doing. He's pleasing to me. And I suggested to you, it's not hard to do the love part in one sense, even to understand it. But does God really like you? In fact, does anybody really like you? Most people don't have people that like them. They tolerate them. Put up with people, even your own kids. But do you like me, Dad? He already knows I love him. I'll do anything for him. But do you like me? I play band. I didn't do what Mom and Dad wanted. I like you. In fact, I could hold his hand, literally. I'd rather just hold his hand. He sometimes, at the age of 30, puts his hand like this on my hand, forehead. When he was born, that's what he would do when he sucked his thumb. He stopped sucking his thumb by decision. He's a decision man. At the age of 4, he would stop sucking his thumb. He stopped. I think he's pathologically sick myself. But he and his wonderful pathology is his body is to stay in touch with mine and his mother's. But with a man, it's a little different. His mother is a natural thing. He's not going to go run up and suck her breast again. I mean, that would be embarrassing. Did you ever ask your mother if you sucked her breast? I asked my mother that before she died. Why wouldn't you ask that? Life-giving. We're so ashamed of where life really comes from. I know we are. It's embarrassing. We can't even allow women to take out a breast and feed as if it was some object of desire. Some fool man is going to get his Viagra fix. It's sad. But on the other hand, we're not called to that, so we keep going. That's 20 years, and many things happened. 1985 is my next, what I would call, segment. To 2006, that's South Shandy Side Lutheran Mission, all its people, poverty, on and on, which I won't even talk about. If you ever want to, I'd be happy to bring in that. And here's what I'm saying, is what, kind of what you're saying. At my age, insurance companies know this. God knows it, of course. 2006, if I make it to 2026, I'll be how old? I'm 63. 83. Oh, you'll be fine. No, I won't be fine. I already feel the body going the other way. Don't tell me I'm going to be fine. I bury people that believe that nonsense, that go to the commercials and say, out of fear, take this, otherwise you're going to be dead in 2 weeks. It's a horrible, horrible thing in the name of health. That's where the idolization comes. Not the pill. It could be useful. Take it. And so here's the last certificate. What is it?
Yeah.
You'll need help putting it on the wall, though. Damn, I have to go through it again. I hope they get my name right this time. Oh, I don't trust my kids. Shoot. As I administered to my mother at hospice, at our home in Appleton, Wisconsin, the two of their friends are here right now. They're climbing the mountain right now. And had what in the street would have been saleable, morphine. Why? So she could die in comfort, without pain, to be peaceful. That's not what will make her peaceful, but that was, the body at least would have that reassurance, okay? And on the certificate, I carry one, by the way, all the time in my Bible. It's all beat up, though. There's our Social Security number. In bold, big letters. It doesn't say a one thing about what my mother achieved, suffered with, who she loved, what she cared about, her desires, nothing. Because when you go to the pit, says the scripture, there is no more questions asked. You're not going to ask, what do I do with the rest of my life? And if the Christian has anything to keep saying over and over, is in the midst of death, we still have the promise of God's life. And then you can go into the everlasting internal, but however you'd have to picture differently, certainly, like kids need a different image than the one I grew up with. It's useless to tell kids that stuff today. They don't believe it. And why should they? Most of us don't. So we got to figure out, what do we believe? And I think places like this help us reflect, go back to what was so important to us in our youth, get renewed, as the psalm said. But this is it. This is the last certificate. Except we know what? I know this is not the last thing from my mother. I just know it. That's me. Whether I can't prove it, right? She's buried there in Appleton, Wisconsin, where I just buried my brother-in-law. Same church, same pastor that's here. Same people came to grieve the 66-year-old that was going to live to 130. He didn't quite understand that. He lived in what he called God's country, which is Wisconsin. He was Republican, so he thought he for sure. He was a good Republican, by the way, if there's such a thing. Now I've alienated the other half. What time is it? Oh, it's 10 o'clock. Let me just read you an introduction to a book that is not read. Luther made a terrible mistake here. He quoted it all the time. And then the Protestants took it out of the canon. And it's the book of the other Jesus, Jesus of Sirach. Old Testament. Wisdom literature. And if you don't have it in your Bible, you should go out and buy another Bible. No, seriously. Because that book is wisdom, not gospel. And I will read that tomorrow. Wisdom, not gospel. I have to keep saying that. Because it's the law, is all it is. But it's, how do you live your life daily? How do you ask these questions? Some of it is horrible, you know, like, beat your son if you want respect. Okay, so you don't buy that one. But other things we would. Some beat their kids. And they read it in Sirach. I recommend it. It's called the Apocrypha. The Protestants took it out during the Reformation. And Luther, though, used it a lot. In fact, to this day, Sirach is used. And if you ever do an analysis of capitalism and the stuff we're talking about today, the Protestant ethic, which Max Weber, the sociologist, still read today, brand new version. I recommend it to reread it if you haven't, because this is what it is as we end. And Sirach will affirm this, and I'll show you why it becomes a religious issue. This is the original, where's my, come here. We got to promote Safeway. You tell them you came up here and you actually promoted them, so
okay.
Don't tell them the truth. They don't tell the truth either.
No.
Okay, this is a picture. She works at Safeway in Edmonds. You want to hold it? It's all beat up and yellow because it's 20 years old. Just, you read the slogan that you're to believe in. This is their message. And by the way, you know, it has a picture of the sun, symbol of salvation. It has all the people facing the sun, which is always the iconography. You face the symbol that you worship. And this is what you say.
You work an honest day, you get an honest deal at Safeway.
That's the American work ethic par excellence. It won national awards. It ran for about 2 years. Every Safeway store in the nation, wherever they happen to be, you work an honest day, you get an honest deal at Safeway. It's a lie, of course, but it's the American work ethic. It's the logic of opportunity. You got opportunity, you work hard, you deserve what you get. And the only two groups that ever challenged that, including the faith, and they used their faith groups, would have been the civil rights movement, the blacks, and women's liberation movement. To this day, said this is a lie. And the truth is, at Safeway, they never ask you, do you work an honest day? Food stamp, they don't care. Take anything that has the picture on it, says money and God we trust. And we'll hear from Sirach. If you don't have it, I have a copy. I have it, 67. You don't need all the chapters. I would recommend you reading it just for wisdom and what you agree or disagree with. And I'll actually read, have you read sections of it tomorrow if you come. If you want to enjoy yourself in the sunshine, don't come. We are actually late. I'd actually like to, could somebody just end with a little prayer for us as we go over the rest of the day? Not me. Anybody. Pastor, it doesn't matter. Yeah, Darlene.
Gracious God, we just thank you for this time together and for the wisdom that's been shared in this room and the community that exists here and the way that you build us up through this community and are incarnated in it, and bless the rest of our time today together. Amen.
Amen. Amen.